Suppose it did. Jace barely suppressed a sigh. It was obvious Mia had a very good idea of his and Ash's sexual proclivities when it came to having threesomes with the same woman. It wasn't exactly something a brother wanted his sister to know about his sex life, but there it was. He wouldn't apologize for his lifestyle, but neither was he going to get into a conversation about it with his baby sister. "Play hard and live free," he said by way of explanation. Mia frowned and cocked her head upward. Jace chuckled. "It's our motto, the three of us, Gabe, me, and Ash. Only you changed the game for Gabe. Doesn't mean Ash and I are eager to follow his lead." She rolled her eyes. "For God's sake, you make Gabe sound like a pussy." Jace cleared his throat. "If the shoe fits." Mia pounded him on the shoulder. "I'm so going to tell him you said that." Jace laughed again. "The man would probably admit to being a complete pussy when it comes to you. And that's not a bad thing. I want him to treat you right." They were interrupted when Ash stepped in, sweeping Mia into his arms. "My turn," Ash proclaimed. "Gabe's only going to wait so long before he reclaims her, so I'm getting my dancing in now while his parents have him occupied." Jace leaned forward and kissed Mia on the forehead. "This is your night, baby girl. I want you to remember it forever. Have fun." Her smile lit up the entire room. "Thank you, Jace. Love you." He touched her cheek and then moved back as Ash swept her away. Jace retreated to the far side of the room and stood back, observing the goings-on at the party. It was small, what Gabe and Mia wanted, a night to celebrate their love. It sounded corny as hell, but then one only had to look at the two to know they were complete goners. He still wasn't entirely certain how he felt about his best friend hooking up with his little sister. There were 14 years separating them, and he knew damn well what Gabe's sexual demands were. He cringed, remembering the scene he'd walked into when he'd gone to Gabe's apartment unannounced several weeks earlier. He needed bleach for his eyes because there were just some things a brother never, ever needed to see regarding his baby sister. He still had concerns over whether Mia really knew what the hell she was getting herself into, but Gabe was a complete mushpile when it came to her. Hell, the man had humbled himself in front of half of New York City to get her back, so Jace guessed Mia would be able to handle whatever Gabe dished out. Jace was just going to not think about it. He sighed as his gaze wandered over the crowd and the festive environment. Mia had been a huge part of his life ever since their parents had been killed in a car accident. She had been a late-in-life oops baby, but she'd been adored by him and their parents. When they died, it had been a life-altering event for both him and his sister. At a time when he'd been in college and only focused on beer, girls, and having a good time with Gabe and Ash, he'd been forced to take responsibility for 6-year-old Mia. Gabe and Ash had both been a huge source of support for him, and perhaps, in a lot of ways, Mia had cemented their friendship. So he supposed it was only fitting that he'd be giving her into the care of his best friend now that she was an adult and making her own life. It would be an adjustment for him, now that Mia wasn't his sole responsibility. Not that he planned to go anywhere, but things were different now. She was in a serious relationship, and she wouldn't be turning to him with her problems. It should be a relief, but instead, sadness settled into his chest at the idea that his baby sister no longer needed him as she once had. His gaze settled on a young woman picking up glasses and plates from the tables. It was the second time his eyes had settled on her that night, though she hadn't been out much, just periodically to do cleanup. She wasn't one of the servers. He hadn't seen her circling with trays of hors d'oeuvres or champagne. She was dressed in black pants, a white shirt, and an apron. He studied her a long moment before realizing what it was that had interested him. She looked completely out of place, and he wasn't entirely certain what gave him that impression. The longer he stared at her, the more he thought she looked like she should be an attendee at the party, not cleaning up after the participants. Her hair was upswept into a messy bun like Mia wore sometimes, secured with a clip, and the result was a sexy mass of mussed hair that begged a man's hand to tug at it and set it free. Midnight black, unruly curls, some of which had escaped the clip and tumbled down her neck. She was slight, not as curvy as he usually liked his women, narrow hips and small-breasted, but enough curve straining at the white button-up shirt to be tempting. The rest of her was small, dainty, almost